This interview with Jonas Erik Altberg, also known as Bass Hunter, was recorded on Friday, May 1st, 2009, in the University of Limerick Arena.
Good show tonight. Congrats.
Loved it. Yeah.
How did you get into DJing?
I didn't DJ.
Or producing?
It's a big difference between producing and DJing. It was about 8 years ago, I think, and I, one of my mates, he burned me a CD with a couple of programs and stuff like that, and included, it was a music program in there.
Fruity Loops?
That's right, cool. Fruity Loops. And so I was like trying it out because I spent like basically, yeah, my whole life from the computer. So I got hooked, you know, I loved it and
cool.
I kept on doing it.
You still use Fruity Loops?
Yeah, actually I do.
You haven't moved on to...
I use Logic as well.
Logic as well, okay.
But, I've been using PC all my life, you know, and I got myself a Mac Pro and an iMac and a MacBook Pro, so just to, you know, because I really need to start working with Mac.
It's
like the ultimate thing, but I don't have so much time to sit at home, and you know, it takes time to study and learn a new music program, and you're always afraid when you that you're gonna lose your sound, you know. So basically I'm kind of stuck to FL Studio. When I get like 3 months off in the schedule, then I'll probably start going with Logic full time.
One of your songs, Button Anna, is about an IRC bot, and you say you're you know, been involved with computers for a long time. How did you get into IRC?
Let's see here. When I played Counter-Strike, or when I started playing Counter-Strike, it took like a couple of weeks, and everyone spoke about this Gather channel on QuakeNet. And I was like, oh, what is that? And stuff like, oh, just download this IRC, the Mirk client and stuff. And so that's how it all began, you know?
I've
been using like ICQ, MSN and everything, you know? But the only thing, I mean, I don't use anything of that anymore except for IRC, because I know that that's just my kind of people, you know? Where I can be myself and just chill out and...
Brilliant. What games are you playing at the moment? Or have you any time?
Yeah, I do have. I mean, you have to make time, especially for gaming.
Of course.
I'm always traveling with laptops and... if it's a really bad connection, I just play World of Warcraft, because that's, you don't need, it's okay if it's a little latency or something with that.
Cool.
But if I'm at home, I play Dota or Warcraft 3.
Cool.
It's like, I love Tower Wars and Tower Defense and Line TD and of course Dota and Counter-Strike.
Brilliant.
Do you play any games?
Yeah, some games. I used to play Counter-Strike back in the day.
Call of Duty?
Call of Duty is very good.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare.
I've heard that the Call of Duty is like almost bigger than Counter-Strike. Like especially like in Ireland and in the UK.
It is, but it's different. Personally, I was always a fan of the faster games, like Unreal Tournament.
Yeah. That's big. I actually have my own Unreal UT service.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah, UT 2003, 2004 were awesome. Particularly because they're so fast that you're in there playing, kill like three guys. Yeah, it's great.
Unreal Tournament came out before Quake 3, didn't it?
I mean,
Quake 3 is like, basically, it's almost inspired of Unreal Tournament. You can almost see the same. I mean, I remember Quake 2, you know, the edge. Shooting rocket launchers to the spawn points. It's like...
Brilliant. Yeah.
If you have a good system, you're... you're anyway.
Cool. No, gaming's very cool. And I know you're very big in the gaming scene. One thing, Button Anna, when you translated it into Now You're Gone, you changed the meaning of the song almost completely.
Yeah. You know, thing is, just like a half year or 7 months after I started my career with that, with the Button Anna, I thought like, man, should write some English lyrics, you know. So I tried to translate it several times into English and still keep the story and the hook, and that's impossible, man. It's so hard. So in the end of the day, I was actually working, was collaborating a little bit with a guy in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not like with, it wasn't with the Bass Hunter project at all. We did just remixes for, or we did productions for a couple of vocalists and stuff like that. Just some side projects, really.
Cool.
And yeah, we kind of worked out the thing together. He came with a we didn't have any inspiration, so we're just playing around, drinking beer, and then, you know, it all
cool. That's it's a huge hit, and you did well from it. Yeah, speaking of the Netherlands, how is your jump style?
My jump style, well, I'm sorry, guy, whoever's listening, or you can write it, you can show
me. I can write it.
Okay, I'll see if I can do this. It was a long time ago.
Very good. Yeah.
I have to do some practicing though, you know. But actually, I'm more into. No, I've always learned how to. I always wanted to learn how to dance, and you know, as you probably saw, I have no idea how to dance. I'm just jumping around, waving my arms, and just freak out. That's what I do. But
yeah.
Would someday it would be nice to have some, what's called what is it called? What is it called? When you dance, it's like together with people.
Synchronized?
Yeah, synchronized dance. What's it called?
Choreographed?
Choreographed. And I found out, you know about Tectonic?
Yeah.
There is a dance, it's a French dance called Tectonic, and Shuffle. I think Shuffle is UK or
Shuffle. It's
like
kind of hardcore UK.
Ireland or UK or something.
Ireland just takes everything.
I think it started in the subways or something like that. No, Shuffle and Tectonic. That's something I could
get into.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have any advice for upcoming producers or?
I'm on a boat, motherfucker, with my flippy floppies. I just in my pants.
Lonely Island.
Oh man, that's. Song, when we heard that one, I mean, we were in the car and we like when there was a guy lying on the bench. I'm on a bench, motherfucker, and like I'm on a bike, motherfucker. Every time, and it was fun. Advice, like, do you want to, or you're looking for like a recipe of success?
I'm looking for. What can someone, an upcoming producer, do?
Yeah.
You started out with Fruity Loops in your bedroom, and now you're playing to 2,000 people in a university in a different country. So
today it's if you compare it like 15 years ago, 10 or 20 years ago, today it's so easy to produce music. Anyone can actually. There's like, for example, the Nexus VST plugin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pre-made sounds. All the. The leads and everything is just, you don't have to touch it. It just sounds perfect from the beginning.
Cool.
The only thing you need to actually know how to do is to build up the, you have to learn the program and produce some beats, you know. You need to have an ear as well, you know, but to be honest, the best thing to do is try to make something that no one else has done before.
Mm-hmm.
And make it as simple as possible and as catchy as possible, because if you do that, and if you do it in a good way, of course, everyone will be, even a person that even can't sing A Long Way to Tipperary. I mean, that's the most easiest song to sing, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's catchy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you have to think, picture yourself like a bunch of guys, people partying in a pub, and then suddenly a song starts to play, and everyone, like, it's not a song you sing. You just scream it out, you know. So yeah, and use all the free promotion you can get. Like, I mean, why do you want to spend like €100,000 on, or let's say €10,000 on 1 week's radio promotion when you can reach out to millions and millions of people with MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever. I mean, seriously, there's the future, and it's free.
Sure. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Just become a member on all communities, Asian communities, everything, with the same name, and hand out your music for free.
Sure.
Hand out your music for free. Free download. People love that. So.
Yeah, free download. Speaking of free downloads, what's your views on, say, the Pirate Bay?
I know the guys personally, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're
cool.
They're Swedish, so
yeah.
Of course.
And they're unfortunate court case recently.
Huh? Yeah, they've been they've had a hard time. And I think it was the 1st of April, a new law stepped in Sweden. And it says you're not allowed to download anything, and you're not allowed to upload anything that's like movies, music, or anything, you know. If you do that, they've found a way to track, even if you download with torrent, because you remember DC++ and stuff like or LimeWire or blah blah blah. It was so easy to track the IP number, but with torrents they couldn't. But now they found a way. So basically, what they do is they don't even tell you; they just send you a bill of 2,500 euros. And they say like, hey, you've downloaded this files, we registered your IP number, if you have any objections, so, go to court, you know.
Yeah.
So basically, that's quite fucked.
Yeah, sure. So what do you think the future of music online is?
I think the future, you can never stop the download or upload, never.
No.
I mean, look at me, I mean, without the internet, and download, I would be like a fart in the wind, to be honest. You get the picture, right?
Sure, yeah.
And that's true. I mean, I hope not my label, if my labels will read this interview, they're probably going to kick my ass. But I can say, like, I think the future is like that, you know, iTunes, they were like the first with putting out songs for sale that are very cheap, you know.
Sure.
It's a cheap.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah, no, like very, very cheap. So
yeah.
It's like, you know, some songs is like you download 10 versions and it's just shitty copies. Like,
yeah.
But this is like was
220k.
Yeah, exactly. It's
same with Amazon with VB.
Yeah, exactly. And then everyone follows. So I think that's the future. You just order things online to a laptop and then you transfer it to their iPods. No one uses portable CD players or anything. It's like,
even still, they say that only maybe 15% of iPods have legitimate music on them. That a majority of it is either torrents or you get it from your friends or whatever. So, will people continue paying for music, do you think?
I think people will continue paying for music, yeah. But you know what? I think? Being a student, I know how it's like being a student, and I've never had a job in my entire life. I couldn't get one. I don't know why. I tried. I tried all the time, but so I know how it's like. You know, you have very little money to spend, and I mean, imagine if there is a new album out with your favorite artist, and you can't buy the album until in 3 months. You know. And I mean, is that going to prevent you from listening to music? No, of course. I mean, I think it's more than right that this person should download it.
Okay, and as a student, I know that I would much rather spend money on a live show, that I would much rather actually buy a ticket to a gig of an artist I like and get the music for free.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And this way also, hopefully, the artist gets more money rather than getting screwed by a label.
Yeah, well, basically, all the artists today, artists in general, their income is from the shows, not the sales, but because you have to think of that, aren't many artists today that produce and write their own music, but I do.
Sure.
So basically, of course, I get a bigger, I almost got the get the whole part of the cookie myself, you know.
Excellent.
But you know, as long as you can pay your bills and your rent and put food on the table every day, that's my goal, you know, and everything else is just a bonus. So I mean, if people likes my music and want to listen to my music, I don't care how they get them, as long as they like it and having fun, you know.
Brilliant.
Do you have a smoke?
Oh, I don't smoke. Sorry. Do you have any new stuff coming up?
Yeah, you heard the last song.
Yeah.
It's like that's gonna be the new single after the summer. It's called Every Morning. And I've been at home now for 1.5 months working on a new album, and I'm about 70% done.
Cool.
So the album will be out in the end of summer or early, late summer.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, well, I'm working quite hard on it. I mean, now we've got on the album, they only gave me 2.5 weeks time in the studio, So I mean, there is tons of things I want to change, but you know, it wasn't any time for it. So, but this time I said, like, if you don't give me 2 months in the studio, you're not getting an album. So that's like, what are they gonna do, you know?
Yeah, cool. How's the tour going?
Very good. This is, what can I say, I've been, this year I've been in America for 1.5 months, in Canada, and in France quite much, and did the Dance Nation tour, which was very successful, and now here in Ireland. It's good to be back.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's awesome. And well, this summer it will be another major tour in the America,
mm-hmm.
around, I think, 50 shows, and then in New Zealand, Australia for 1.5 months, and then I'm going back to the UK and Ireland to make a tour.
So do you spend any time in Sweden at all?
Oh, last year, I visited my hometown, my family. I have to spend some time with the family as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has, how do you say, calculated that last year I spent 52 days at home, or in Sweden in general. So,
yeah.
But that's, I mean, actually, I don't, whatever, the stuff I do at home, basically, I just eat pan pizza and play computer games.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
I mean, when I'm not in the studio producing. So basically, eating pan pizza and playing computer games, I can do whatever, wherever, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
As long as I have a decent connection.
Cool. And do you have, are you planning on a family? Do you have a girlfriend or anything?
Oh, no. I've yeah. Why are you laughing? No, I had a girlfriend for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and kind of went straight to shit hell when my career started.
Yeah.
Don't even ask why, you know. I mean, that's just...
You were on the road and you're never home. And
yeah. And she freaked out. But, girls, you know. Actually, I've tried to establish a decent relationship the last 3 years on tour. Like, sometimes
mm-hmm.
when you really meet someone special, that's not going to work, you know. It's like...
I imagine it's hard on tour. So do you plan on settling down at any point?
Oh yeah, I mean, I want to be a father before I'm 30. I mean,
sure.
That's, I mean, I'm 25 this year, so I have at least 5 years. So, well, I mean, I'm always wearing my scuba gear, so I'm not gonna have any mistakes, you know.
Sure.
But I mean, I have a picture of myself like maybe in 10 years time to maybe have a son or a daughter.
Cool.
4 or 5 years or something.
Excellent. Well, best of luck.
Oh, thank you. I mean,
sure.
The thing is I don't want to sound like a complete idiot. I mean, I don't have any, it's not a problem finding, if I wanted a girlfriend, it's no problem, you know.
Sure.
It's just that you have to find the right one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's even harder. You know, in my, I mean, you remember, you know, when before this whole thing started, it was quite easy to find the right one because you didn't meet so many people didn't know you, and only the people that was really, that thought that something, if there's something special about me, I mean, they're the people that want, the girls that want to, you know what I mean?
Of
like,
course,
yeah. So, but today, you know, when you meet someone, you never know why she's interested, if she's interested in Bass Hunter or my success or me as a person. So
it's hard to find someone who's interested in you.
Yeah. It's most of the times it's quite easy to tell, you know, but anyway, I'll think I'll get there.
Good luck. Okay, cool. Very good chatting to you. We'll all be looking forward to your new album.
Is this like a newspaper for the whole campus?
Yeah, for the whole campus.
I must say, this is, we have a couple of universities in Sweden as well and stuff, and I've been on a few, and especially on like parties and stuff, but this is probably the most beautiful place I've ever seen. I mean, I could definitely think of going to school. I mean, like, I'm not gonna open a bloody book again, but I mean, maybe, I don't know, who knows?
It's a nice place.
My mom, she's a principal of college,
mm-hmm.
In Sweden, and I went to that college, and I didn't do so well in the math and like the history and stuff I had studied. So basically, I could never get away with it. My picture is of my mom always speaking with all the teachers in the school, and when having lunch, and she meets the teacher, the math teacher, and it's like, well, hi there, I'm just curious, how's Jonas doing in your class? Well, I haven't seen him in 3 weeks. Busted, man. Yeah, so maybe I'll just go back to school someday and just fix my minus. But
cool. Okay, well, thank you very much.
No, thank
see you.
A pleasure.